as I understand it, this only would pertain to a case where somebody's childcare bills exceed what they're making at work. I don't know how many cases of that there are, but I think if somebody is in that position whereby they're actually losing money, it's costing them money to work, and as a result they can't pay their mortgage, well then that is something that needs to be taken into account in any kind of insolvency regime.
To the example there of childcare exceeding wage, I know it seems improbable, but it's very, very common, like for a lot of women, that they're actually not earning enough to pay their childcare bills, but they stay in their jobs to keep their careers going. So is that not an argument? Like, how can they be asked to give up their jobs?
Well, like nobody's asking anyone to give up their jobs. You know, what's going to happen is people are going to come forward. They're going to say, I can't pay my debts. You know, I can't pay my mortgage. I can't pay my bills. And then the insolvency practitioner will go through with them as to why they can't pay their bills. And obviously, a creditor isn't going to agree to a write-down unless that's been gone through. And they can work out what is the most they can pay, and it's going to be done on an individual basis. I know one or two women who do exactly what you suggested, or exactly what you say, who probably don't make very much money at all from working, but they do it to keep their position on the career ladder, if you like. And that's a legitimate thing to do. But if you can't pay your mortgage as a result, or you can't buy your groceries as a result, well, then that's something that needs to be taken into account in any insolvency arrangement.